Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Attention landowners, Texas Parks and Wildlife's Public Hunting Coordinator, Vicki Feit, wants to hear from you.
The Public Hunting Program not only offers opportunity for hunters, but we also offer opportunity for landowners to make some extra money by leasing their property in short-term leases to the department. If you were to take a triangle and draw it into the middle of the state, starting at Dallas, going down Interstate 45 over to Houston, heading west on I-10 to San Antonio, and then back up to Dallas, that's the area we're targeting. However, if other landowners are interested throughout the state, they should give us a call also to find out about the program. We're looking for properties that are at least 50 acres or larger. Usually we'd like to try to keep them less than 400 acres. We'd like good access to the property as far as easy to find for the hunter to get out there to the property, water, a food source, and cover to attract the birds. When the landowner calls us, we're going to ask a few questions, get their name and their phone number, the information about the property. Then we will put them in touch with one of our biologists. The biologist, if the land meets the criteria, will follow up with an inspection and possibly a land lease.
You can find more information about how to participate in this land lease program at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. It was made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.